This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. military officials on Monday said around 16,000 people were evacuated over the past 24 hours from Afghanistan through the Kabul airport as the U.S. speeds toward completing its airlift by an August 31st deadline. General Hank Taylor told reporters that 61 military, commercial, and charter flights involving a number of countries flew out from Hamid Karzai International Airport, carrying people escaping the country after the Taliban seized power a week earlier. Taylor says of the total evacuated that day, 11,000 were taken out by the U.S. military airlift operations. He claims the number of people relocated from Afghanistan since July on U.S. flights hit 42,000, with 37,000 of those since the intense airlift operations started on August 14th as the Taliban took Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said that includes several thousand U.S. citizens and thousands of Afghans who worked for U.S. forces who had applied for or received special immigrant visas, and Afghans seen as at risk to Taliban attacks for their work in non-governmental organizations, the media, and other jobs. Kirby said the focus remains on getting U.S. evacuation operations done by the August 31st deadline, which was set for the U.S. pullout from the country by President Joe Biden. That would require withdrawing the 5,800 U.S. troops who've essentially run airport operations and maintained security since August 14th, as well as large amounts of equipment brought in to support their mission. German, British, and French officials said Monday that evacuations on their part could continue after August 31st and said they want the U.S. force to stay in place to help with that airlift.